Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Corzine. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 11, 1-19. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple, and he was teaching them and saying to them, 'Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers.' And the chief priests and the scribes heard it and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." My whole life, I'd never seen a mole except in children's books. Then we moved a few hundred miles south. Now I can't take three steps in my yard without my foot sinking through a mole tunnel. They're an absolute pest, as far as I'm concerned. I've tried traps. I've tried flushing them out with the hose. The hardware store has a genuine variety of mole presence remediation tools. I've tried all but one. So far, nothing has actually worked. There is that last one. It's a kind of nuclear option. But I've hesitated. It ruins the yard for them, but also for me. It is tempting, though. The half measures are not working. This is the realization the chief priests and scribes were finally coming to with our Lord. Half measures were not sufficient to take care of him. And so they were done with that. They were onto the nuclear option. The evangelist Mark says they were seeking a way to destroy him. They would execute on their plan. They arranged for Christ to be put to death on the cross. That should have been an end to his teaching, but it failed. It failed because Christ's death is itself a victory, the death of death. And it failed because Christ rose from the dead, the first fruits of many who would embrace and carry on his teaching, and them themselves also rise. The Pharisees took the nuclear option, but only did themselves harm. God the Father also pursued the nuclear option. Sending his Son to death to take away our sins was truly no half measure. It meant death to us and our sin and to Jesus. The Father suffered true loss to save us. But not only did it worked wonders. In the resurrection, all things are made new. Christ came alive again, never to die again. He is beyond all destructive plans. And you, buried with him in baptism, are yourself now alive with him, never to die again. You may, from time to time, feel that the world has destructive plans for you, for your Lord, or for your church. But take heart. That was tried, and we're past it now. Thanks be to God. We pray. God of our salvation, your beloved Son entered the holy city to shouts of Hosanna, for truly he came in the name of the Lord. Give us faith to grasp the mystery of his suffering, death, and resurrection on our behalf, as we journey with him this Lenten season to the cross and beyond that to the empty tomb. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.